Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third, the third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Zeke Bella. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Moore. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Herzog trying to get to third. Landis throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Herzog for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Bella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bella for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Bella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bella. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. DeMaestri reaches third base with a triple. House goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, One Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DeMaestri scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-1 in the game. Ennis hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle throws the ball into Ward, who tags Phillips trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella is 0-2 in the game. Bella hits a line drive towards the mound. Moore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ennis moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler fields the ball and throws to more covering. Safe. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Smith now playing third base. Dick Williams now playing left field. Kent Hadley now playing first base. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty pinch hits for Ray Moore. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby. House reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. DeMaestri is walked intentionally. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Staley, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.